It's the invasion.
With the evil genius.
Okay, man. 877-60 hip hop. This is the invasion.
Yo, Green, let me tell you something, man.
What's up? What's up, my man?
Talk I ain't to gonna me. Lie. The boss lady got the phones on fire right now.
Yo,
I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't
she
gonna
making
lie to
a
you.
Good impression. That's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna let her do the honors on this one, man. The phone lines are on fire though.
Well, Sav Green, we have Just Blaze and Lil B on the phone.
Wow. Hey. Yo, I feel so based right now.
Invasion.
I don't want to say no. Yeah. Well, hold on. I guess so. I think so.
Did I interrupt? Did I just interrupt the playing of video games right now? Is that what just happened?
Yes. No, yes. I'm on the Xbox 360, and I got a lot of games, game spree. And I'm about to go nuts. About to have a lot of fun.
How long do you take, Lil B, playing games? You like take all day up sitting in front of that screen playing games?
Well, you know, yesterday I did at the Coachella Festival. You know, I was playing the Nintendo DS, and I was listening to music. And I did that all day. So, you know, I bought a couple games on the Nintendo DS. Got that Pokemon White.
Okay, okay.
Classic.
What's your gamer tag?
Man, I just got on the Xbox right now. Like, I'm about to just get the internet right now, so I'm about to get on this, and we about to go crazy. I had the old Xbox. I just had a used one, but now I just bought a brand new one. I'm like, man, let's go.
All right, let's go. I mean,
we got a little blaze money. Now we stepped his game up.
Oh, yeah, a little. You said a little blaze money.
I got that blaze money yet. Yeah, but see, he's doing what y'all think it is that I'm doing.
Oh,
what?
What is that? Blaze winning? Is he winning?
Winning.
Sheen.
You know,
love. You know, I appreciate y'all. You know, I appreciate.
Oh, we appreciate you guys getting on the call. Now, Lil B, you mentioned Coachella. Obviously, the big to do right now is your announcement of the upcoming album, the most anticipated album, being called "I'm Gay." You dropped it on him, huh?
Man, you know, real talk is coming, and I want to say this is going to change the world, and it's going to, you know, make the world think, and I'm going to keep it at that, you know what I mean? And it's bigger than me, and it's bigger, you know, the message is going to just keep people talking, and that's what music is about, and I love the world.
Mm.
You know what I
mean? It's bigger than Nino Brown.
man.
So, how has the response been on Twitter? I know you must have been checking your Twitter. How have people been responding to it?
You know, really, the words have elevated. I think the people, like how people address me now, they're addressing me like on a way more elevated tone, and it's something that's amazing. Like it's. And, you know, you got the radicals, but in the general, though, that the people are speaking to me at a way bigger, higher stature. It's way more respect.
It's way more respect, but with respect comes responsibility. Are you ready for that?
I'm not scared of anything in the world, so I'm ready for anything.
Okay. All right, well, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, the GLAAD Association, came out today. They told XXL magazine that they hope that the title "I'm Gay" isn't just a gimmick and is really a sincere attempt for you to be an ally for the gay and lesbian community. What's your reaction to that?
Man, you know, I'm going to keep it in. I got some stuff coming soon, and we're going to talk more about that, but I'm going to keep it low right now and, you know, that "I'm Gay" is going to be the most powerful album to ever come out, and it's going to change people's lives. And I promise that from my heart. You know what I mean? And I'm ready to go.
So how many records you in, man? Like, you know, how many records should we expect on this album?
And how many Just Blaze beats we got?
We
over
need
there,
to
man?
Know.
What's up,
man? Me and Blaze talking. You know what I mean? And it's like I want to do Blaze on the single, you know what I mean, on the first. So we're going to see what's up with that. And, like, really, you know, this "I'm Gay" is going to be something that's touching towards the people, you know what I mean? So, and no Pope on that, you know what I mean, touching towards the people, you know what I mean? So, Really? It's going to come together. It's coming, and you know what I mean? It's going to be the most powerful thing, and I'm excited. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, real excited.
We're excited. Just how do you feel about being involved with a hip-hop album titled I'm Gay?
I haven't really processed all that yet. You know, I mean, it's big. I know, I understand what he's doing. I understand why he's doing it. It's smart. It's not necessarily a gimmick, but it's one of those things that just goes to show you can't take everything somebody says in the most literal sense of the word. You know, and I appreciate that. There's a deeper meaning to what he's saying. It's more so about than just the words. And that it took me a minute to get over that hump. I'm gonna be honest. Like when B first came on my radar, I didn't really get it. You know what I'm saying? I had to reach out to him on Twitter. A lot of people thought I was clowning him when I was reaching out to him, but I was just really trying to understand the phenomenon that was happening in front of me. I didn't understand it. So, you know, like, the more I just jumped on the phone with him, text messages, and just connecting with him and understanding how he thinks, I get it now. And, you know, it's deeper than the words. You know, sometimes you got to look past the words and listen to the message on the records. And, you know, I can ride with that. It's cool.
Yeah, and we haven't had that in hip-hop for a long time. I think everything is on surface value nowadays, so it's good to go in a little deeper.
Exactly. Everything is surface level right now, and I think that's one of the things that's missing. You know, you got a lot of music, but you don't have a lot of substance. So I'm all for things that'll elevate the people, just get them thinking and talking about, you know, just different real issues in the world, as opposed to just who's hot, who's in the club, who got that paper. Because at the end of the day, getting money. I had to tell this dude the other day, like, he was bragging to me on Twitter about his Benz, and I said, Tim, if I wanted to, I could go buy 10 of those. And I know,
right.
It's nothing.
But that doesn't mean, that you were bragging in response?
No, it doesn't. It means that really holds no significance, because I know a lot of people, I know people who could buy you.
Me?
Right.
Like, I know people who can buy your life, and that's worth more than a car.
What you mean?
It's real. I can end your life. I can end your life right now for $5,000.
Right.
Which is more than the $100,000 you might have paid for that Benz. So you know, it's a certain point where you got to just reanalyze your priorities. You know, and just think about what's really important in life. And sometimes there's more, because even though image is everything in the hip-hop, you know, it's cool, I get it, but it just gets to a certain point where every couple of years, you got to do something different and go against the grain to really succeed. And anybody who's really had major success has always done that, and they've done it on their own terms.
Most definitely. Little B, how does it feel to have, a hip-hop living legend like Just Blaze in your corner like that?
Man, you know, it's exactly what you said, you know, living legend in the corner, you know what I mean? This is crazy, you know. Like I said, man, like I told him, you know, his sound is impeccable. And there's somebody that I want to work with, you know what I mean? It's like, it's rare that I want to work with a lot of people. I don't want to work with a lot of people, you know. My time on Earth is, you know, very important. And Just Blaze is one of the people that I really admire production-wise, and because, you know, his beats cry. And I've heard some of his stuff that cry and make you happy, you know what I mean? And all around, so you know, it's deep, you know, when you change people's moods and alter, you know, set tones for eras, you know what I mean? It's like it gets deep, and it's like, you know, I'm here to stay, you know what I mean? It's like time will tell. That's why I'm like, I'm putting in work for hip-hop, like, it's not a problem.
I was just about to say that you sound very calm and very prepared for whatever comes your way right now.
I'm very, very hot.
Very.
Very hot.
Invasion Radio, Green Lantern.
Yeah, yo, listen.
Green Lantern, bro. Green Lantern, you a legend, bro. I tell you, I'm just positive, and I'm just good. Like, I'm just like, man.
We need to have you and Just Blaze up here in person before the album comes out. Talk all of the good talk, and then open them phone lines up for everybody to ask their questions, because, you know, you're a hot topic guy right now, you know what I mean? So the people want to holler at you. And we thank you for calling in, man.
We appreciate both of you. Just Blaze, Little B. The kings of Twitter. The kings of Twitter.
Exactly. Thank you, Blaze, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Blaze. Thank you.
All right, y'all.
All right.
All right.
Invasion Radio, let's go.